program is on the air now, 7 after the hour, Wednesday, the 2nd of May. So Jennifer Horn and I are here to go through a number of the issues of the day today that you'll be talking about or maybe want to talk about, engaging your mind. Hopefully the ideas that are presented are important ideas. At least I like to think that my way of looking at things is important. Jennifer, how about you? Yes.
Yes.
We have some intelligence and articulation here.
Between the two of us.
Yeah, well, the idea, the object in this hour is to go through as many things as we can in the course of the hour that are good conversational items, things that are the basic values, if you will, of what we call news talk radio, the issues, the news, the events of the day that people talk about. Our way of looking at the news and the next guy's way of looking at the news may be two different things, because what's news to you is not maybe what's news to the next person. I will tell you, though, most people have engaged themselves in the past 24 hours or so on the May 1st occupiers, back to the Occupy, which started as, I think, originally Occupy Wall Street, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they were first called. And then they were occupying various communities, became Occupy Boston, Occupy Los Angeles, Occupy Toledo, Occupy Paducah, Occupy wherever. And then the issues became different. It wasn't all the same. The news media wanted you to believe that everybody was there trying to get something for nothing, and that wasn't the case at all. Many people who were occupiers were displeased with government. They wanted to see changes, and they felt, because it was an election year, or we were certainly ramping up to an election year, that politicians would pay attention to some of the things: too much taxation, wasting money, fraud, all of the elements that are part of this era of discontent that we live in. And so a lot of these protests spread out, and we paid attention, not as much as we maybe should have, but we paid attention to some of these elements. And then all of a sudden, it seems the news media stopped paying attention. The protests stopped. And so what came of all of it? Recognition of issues, discussion, points of view. But then where's the action? I'll tell you where the action is. Last night, you know that I'm on the Framingham town meeting here in the community where I live in Massachusetts.
Right.
So we had a meeting. It was the first night of discussion of budgets and contracts and unions and things that are the bulk of what makes up what your community and my community spend. Why they need to raise taxes is to pay the people that work for the town. So it's the usual, path of people on the back work of the town. They all do an excellent job. And we all know everybody's sitting there in town meeting. I live in a representative town meeting, so there are 216 members rather than just anybody in town coming in. They're elected members. And so everybody's looking at each other when you hear the chairman of the Board of Selectmen say, everybody in town that works for the town is doing a great job. Everybody knows that's nonsense. Many people are protected in their jobs because the unions have set up pay scales, and they've also set up ways to protect employees. So we know that's not true. But you know what? To go along, you get along, or vice versa. And so, yeah, that's fine. So we got to pay these people what's been bargained. And they bargained for a 1% raise over 3 years. And so, as a general matter of fact, after debate lasted 25 minutes, the vote was taken, and most people in the town meeting said, yeah, okay. Even because most of these people hadn't had raises for a couple, 3 years. And so we felt it was necessary. They felt. I voted against it. I was in the minority. But I think the reason I'm telling you the story is because at some point you got to draw the line. And isn't that really basically the issue here when it comes to the so-called minimum wage? The various protesters, I saw some coverage of protesters in Ohio yesterday who say it's time to raise the minimum wage. People in Virginia, people in Georgia, people in Los Angeles.
I was watching them last night.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So that's a point of view, and it's a good one. How many of those people protesting had an education that allowed them to, in essence, charge more money for the value of their service, or they just think they should get something for nothing?
Mm. I felt that the people I saw looked like they wanted to get something for nothing. But that could just be because that's who they chose to show on the news. I mean, that's what you have to remember. Well, is there could be a whole bunch of qualified protesters out there. Instead, they showed the guy with the mohawk who said, I don't really think I can change anything. I'm just out here because I think it's fun.
I've got a third grade education. So,
or, yeah.
Got nothing, I mean, they pick like the lowlifes to talk to on the news, you know?
Well, there are a lot of people.
Knows?
This discussion has been going on here. And earlier, a fellow called. He'd been in jail for 4 years, and he know he made a mistake, and so now he's having to pay for it because he either can't get a job or the jobs he get pay minimum wage, because who'll hire somebody from jail, whether that's fair or not, that's the reality. And by the way, some jobs, if you're working, if you're running a cleaning company or something is very competitive and you have to, you know, you have very slim margins, you can't be paying these people more. But is the minimum wage part of the question here? Is it artificial that people get paid? If you can't find workers at $10 an hour and you need to keep your business running and you can charge accordingly, then you got to buy, you got to find people and hire people that make $12 an hour. But that's not always the reality. The minimum wage is ridiculous in and of itself because it's artificial. Here's Dustin in Plattsburgh, New York. You're a small business owner, Dustin, is that right?
I am. I own a locksmith company.
And how many employees do you have?
I have one right now, and here's the thing, is I've had two over the last year extra, but I've had to lay them off or fire them for different reasons. And that right there, you know, you come into this specialty trade, and I've been doing it for 9 years. The way I learned it was I went to these different companies. I offered to work for minimum wage, regardless of what they thought it was worth, what I thought it was worth. I said, I will work for you for minimum wage, and I want to learn as much as I can.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that. I'm 25 years old.
Yeah.
I now own a business, and it's a successful business, but those two employees, it takes about 6 months to train somebody before they even start making me money remotely. That right there, if I'm paying them $10 an hour, that's, what, $10,000? $12,000 over 6 months when you consider all the workman's comp and everything else.
$10 an hour, $400 a week, maybe $2,200 a month times, you know, the week's 4.3 times the $400. And so if you're a two, that's 12 over the course of, it's about $10,000, $12,000. Yep.
Plus I have the master Social Security, plus workman's comp, plus fuel expenses.
So how much does it cost you in addition to having to pay that person whatever, how much more does it cost you in terms of what taxes are required, what benefits are required, what the state of the feds require?
If I'm paying $10 an hour, it's fair to say that it's costing me about $14 to $16 an hour.
Now, how much do you charge for your services? Do you charge by the job, by the hour? How do you charge?
It's a $50 trip charge, which includes the first half hour of labor, and then $60 an hour for standard service, $90 for specialty service.
All right. So these people look at that and they say, okay, you're making $90 an hour. They don't take into account anything else they see. All right, Dustin's making $90 an hour. I want half of that. You keep half, I'll take half.
Yeah.
All right, so what did you make in terms of percentages last year? Let's say you did $500,000 worth of business. Did you do that much?
Last year I did $200,000 in gross sales.
Okay. So of that, what did you take home? $25,000 after all was said and done?
About $45,000.
And you used the business a little to pay for your truck and to pay for some expenses other people might have
but
to pay
for. But I work,
for.
You know, at 6 o'clock in the morning where I am. I get here at 6 o'clock in the morning. My guy starts at 8. I leave at 6 o'clock at night. He leaves at 5. He gets an hour lunch. I don't take, you know what I mean? They just don't get it.
Right.
They don't understand it. And the thing is, too, is if like, let's say they raise the minimum wage up. I don't start people at minimum wage. Usually I start them at $10 an hour, but that's because I'm finding people that have some experience in a trade. Cause it's very
and are the people you're hiring locals? Are they imports? Are they people that would be working under the circumstances because they went to a school and they got some skill? Or are they how are they in the education plateau?
It's tough because you get these people that worked as a, you know, I live in a town with a lot of jails, right? So there's a lot of corrections officers that make $25 an hour sitting down or walking around, whatever. I mean, I don't want to.
Yeah, they work for the state. You and I as taxpayers are basically subsidizing, what they would get if they worked on the outside, perhaps, in some other
job. So then they come to me and they want to make $25 an hour, but they've never lifted a screwdriver or a drill except on their weekends, you know, and it's just. it's impossible. I mean,
Impossible because they don't have the skill. They don't deserve the consideration. But they'll say to you, well, I have my mortgage to pay, or well, I have a car payment to pay, or well, I have a student loan. Hey, that's, you know what? We all understand that we have to pay those things. That's not what predicates what you get paid. I have to make this much money.
Well, that's just it. And more and more every day, you see people that come out of school, they've got a bachelor's degree in political science, and quite frankly, I don't even know what that means.
I have a bachelor's degree in political science.
Well, what does that mean?
You can do a radio talk show.
You can do something.
You know what I mean? No, how is that going to help me?
It isn't going to help you at all. Those people shouldn't be coming to you, but they can't find a job in their field because how many people do you know who are looking for somebody who comes out of college? That's the whole, you just hit the nail on the head. It's ridiculous.
That's
people,
why I dropped out of college at the age of 18.
Well, I don't advocate that unless it's, you shouldn't have gone to college in the first place.
This was my strategy, and I argue with my sister-in-law about that. She's all about a college education. I went to school, I went one semester, and I realized that you can get the same education and be worth more if you just, because you're not making any money in college, right? You're spending money. I went from job to job, and I said, I will work for you for minimum wage. And I applied for jobs that
to learn a skill.
Yeah, we're not emphasizing trade schools in this country anymore, which is such so important. And not everybody needs to go to college. They can go to trade school.
Trade schools aren't even necessary. At the age of 19, I applied for the assistant manager of a pharmacy, which I had absolutely no skills in. I'd never been trained in, but I got the job because I said, I'll work for you for $6 an hour.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm going to dedicate myself. I'm going to study day and night. And I treated every job like I went to like I was going to college. And that
You're
was
smart.
The difference.
That's, you know what? More people need to think like you, understand what the system is about, take action on their own. You are an example of what we have built this country on, as corny as that sounds. You're the guy that the country is built on, not the guy that expects to be paid $10, $12, $25 an hour because that's what he thinks he deserves. You don't deserve anything if you don't have a skill, you don't have a trade, you don't have knowledge.
Well,
to just get paid for showing up, that's ridiculous.
And that's, you know, I got an employee now that wants a raise, right? He makes a pretty decent wage. He's been with me for a year and a half. He makes like $13 an hour, which is pretty decent. And he's only doing what I ask him to do. Now, if you want to start making more money, the only one, I'm not being selfish, you have to make more money.
So he doesn't have the initiative to go out and...
Exactly. I've offered ridiculous incentives to go out there and sell.
Then you need to go find somebody else. Dustin, thanks for the call. Good luck in your business. What a great example of what we're talking about here. What's your story? What's your situation? And I know that this hour, normally, we build it around taking a look at a lot of the issues, but this is a very important issue, it seems to me, Jennifer, and one that affects everybody, whether you're in the private sector, the public sector. What are your thoughts when it comes to the occupiers, the protesters, the minimum wage issue, and generally speaking, your relationship with the kind of work that you do? Here's something I want to talk about for a moment with you that'll help you out if you have high cholesterol, especially, or high triglycerides. You've heard us talk about a way that leads you to protect yourself against heart attacks, heart disease, strokes, cardiovascular problems. The product is Cardiol, C-A-R-D-I-O-L. If you haven't heard me talk about it, this product comes from Italy. It has 9 natural ingredients that work together to reduce your cholesterol. They also help to lower the bad fats known as triglycerides. If you use this like I'm using it, you'll find after 30 days, those numbers in both those categories will go down. It's FDA registered. Cardiol is easy to take, 1 capsule a day. And the folks at Cardiol are so confident it'll work for you, you try it free for 30 days by calling 888-809-6424. Do it right now. Free Cardiol for a month. 888-809-6424.
And now another Cintas Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm down in the main ballroom of a 4-star hotel in Austin with Tom, the GM. Tom, you've had 4 wedding receptions in 3 days. That's a brutal schedule.
Yeah, we've been hustling.
Well, your team still looks fresh, and I gotta say, the carpet does too. Talk about your game plan.
Simple. We called in the all-star team from Cintas, and they changed our ground game completely.
CentOS. They're known for uniforms. How do they tackle your floors?
Their tile and carpet deep cleaning service makes our flooring look like new. With our old playbook, we used to rip out the carpet. So we're running with CentOS from now on.
Thanks, Tom. And thanks to CentOS, there's plenty of life left in this dance floor. Let's go up to the booth.
Tile and carpet cleaning is one of the many expert services the CentOS team can tackle for your business. Don't replace your tile or carpets. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Don't be dissing me.
Just hang loose, blood. She's going to catch up on the rebound on the med side.
Homie, don't play that.
Come with the flag, yeah.
No snitching on ya, homies.
John, you don't got no brains anyhow.
Homie, don't play that. Michael.
You never know just what you mean to me. Oh,
know this because it was just announced, but early today President Obama made a surprise visit to Afghanistan. He's in Afghanistan right now. And of course, the Secret Service is not happy. You ever been to Afghanistan? Booze is illegal. There's no hookers. Oh, my God. You got to do your job and guard the president. No! Well, have you heard about these new rules? The Secret Service announced that agents will now be assigned chaperones on certain trips. What are you, 14? What is that? I thought the Secret Service was the chaperone. Now this... In fact, you see who President Obama brought along with him to keep an eye on the Secret Service on this trip? Tim Tebow.
Yeah, Tim Tebow. There were protests in London, Toronto, Barcelona, and Sydney, too, all around the world. Protest organizers asked supporters to skip work, walk out of school, and refrain from shopping, banking, and doing any business at all today. In New York, they had something called a guitar-me. This was a big group of people who marched with guitars, banjos, ukuleles, various stringed instruments, and they called it a guitar-me, which is... it's guitarded is what it is.
Get this, people are crazy. A billionaire in Australia plans to build a replica of the Titanic called the Titanic 2. It's a great way to travel if you couldn't get a flight on the Hindenburg Jr. This isn't good. Last week, a hunter in Kansas shot his friend twice because he mistakenly thought he was a turkey. Yeah, after the first shot, the guy said he wasn't a turkey, but come on, that's exactly what a turkey would have said.
All right, little fun. As we continue looking at the issues of the day, Jennifer, or talking about them, because we're not looking at anything. This is a radio program.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
The ladies on The View yesterday, one of my favorite television programs, talked about the issue of Osama bin Laden being killed a year ago as a campaign issue. Pretty interesting. Listen.
I just have an immediate reaction to this because I think it's funny, right? Because this is... I think all the people who voted for Obama, right, wearing tie-dye T-shirts with peace signs and protesting are now choking on their Ben and Jerry's ice cream, basically because their president blows the brains out of somebody and is now deemed, as the New York Times had it this weekend, as warrior-in-chief. I think he's done a great job in terms of military experience right now, but they are eating their words in terms of their support.
I'm one of those people, and I get that's what he had to do, and I don't think a lot of us are choking on it. I think a lot of us are just kind of pissed off trying to figure out what we're really fighting about now at this point. Right. What Ron are we, you know, what... Ron, sorry?
No. I'm sorry, I thought you were done. Romney, in the beginning, you saw these ads. Romney now says... He told reporters, of course, even Jimmy Carter would have given that order.
That's his flip-flop now.
Well, you know.
Which is what he
does. I mean, the point is, Osama bin Laden is gone.
Right.
And Al-Qaeda has been wounded, we hope.
Yes.
Permanently. Maybe not.
You know, it's that funny. Any president. I just believe, you know, you get all the, you don't have the information that you have when you're running. Mm-hmm. You get in that office. I think it would have been a slap in the face to all of the servicemen and women who gave their lives trying to catch this man. You know where he is. For any, I don't believe
but
any president would not have given
if the Republicans had caught him, if Bush had caught him, they would have had a ticker tape parade going on from New York to Los Angeles.
No. You know what? You can clap now. You. Even our president said, how dare you, Mitt Romney, how dare I wear this skirt and talk politics, only here. I firmly believe that the Osama bin Laden assassination, which was so wonderfully executed, pun intended, by both our commander-in-chief and that team, I don't think it should be politicized, sides of the parties would want that to be politicized.
With Hasselbeck. Not politicizing the taking down of Osama bin Laden, yet that's what I think most people agree with that, Jennifer, don't you? Don't politicize it? Yeah. What do you think? 800-510-8255. This is the Good Day program. Doug Stephan and Jennifer Horn on the air.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
See no makeup, feel no makeup. New Invisible Fluid Makeup from Estee Lauder perfects your skin without leaving a trace. Ultra light, ultra breathable, looks fresh, flawless, radiant in every light. New Invisible Fluid Makeup from Estee Lauder. It will change how you feel about makeup forever. In shades for every ethnicity, try yours free for 10 days. Only at Estee Lauder, now at Macy's.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Okay, you've heard of farm-to-table restaurants, but here's a new twist on that. Boat to table. For starters, you can check out the Trace and Trust program. It's a network of fishermen, distributors, and restaurants that let you know who caught your fish, from where, when, and how. It'll even tell you which boat it came from. It's mostly available on the East Coast, but this is a very cool program that's likely to, well, catch on. And then there are plenty of BYOB restaurants. But what about BYOF? For example, Beefy's Place restaurant in Miami lets you bring your own catch. They'll clean it and cook it just...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
After the hour, the issues of the day, things that are on the minds of many, and if you haven't heard the behind the scenes of the, I think actually when it comes to the discussion of minimum wage, I was kind of caught off guard by that. I don't know what I was paying attention to, but normally because of what I do for a living, Jennifer, I'm up on most everything that's going on in the world. That thing just sort of came out of nowhere for me.
That was a huge part of the protest in L.A. yesterday, is raising the minimum wage.
Yeah. All right, so we're also talking, as you can imagine, about the president using bin Laden's death as a campaign issue. Now, let's just take a call on that quickly before we talk about the trip to Afghanistan. Here's Dave in Kentucky. Go ahead, Dave.
I don't think it's a very good campaign issue. I think it's very dishonorable and unpresidential of Obama using it. President Obama had a privy to a lot of detailed information on the missions and the other options that were afforded, whereas Mr. Romney did not have to make any kind of logical decision whether to go in or not go in. So I think that's a big disadvantage, illegitimate campaign issue, that he had a lot more information to deal with than anybody else.
All right, so there's David in David? Yeah, David in Paducah. Yes, sir. Thanks for that call. Paducah, Kentucky. Hello. 25 before the hour. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen with the things that you need to know about today. The May Day protests. The president went to Afghanistan yesterday, unannounced visit. They don't talk about the president going to war zones because, and exactly.
Because it's a war zone.
Right. He signed an agreement cementing our commitment to Afghanistan that will end in 2014 as far as people there. So many people are asking this question. He was on last night. and mentioned a number of things. We're here. You don't have to stand alone. You know, the usual guff that you get from somebody who's basically on a political stunt. That's that's what this is, a political, let's call it what it is. It's a political stunt.
Right. If this were last year, you know, if if it wasn't an election year, he probably wouldn't have done that.
You wouldn't have done it.
You agree?
No.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think there'd be, there's so much agitation from the average person in America about being in Afghanistan still. We've lost thousands of men. It's cost $488 billion to be there. And what do we have to show for it? Nothing. Zero. You haven't done anything.
A big attack after he left. Did you hear about that yesterday?
I did not hear about that, no.
The Taliban attacked right where he was, literally, after about 6 hours after he left.
Yeah.
Just showing you, you know, it's, you're not fighting this traditional war. Even as secure as the city was when President Obama was visiting, they can still get through and they can still attack. It's
So the Secret Service had gone there to plan for the president's arrival. They don't have, probably not too many prostitutes and fun time ladies in Kabul, right?
Yeah, it's a boring trip for them, I think.
those are the obvious jokes that stem from that trip, obviously from the week, what was it, 2 weeks ago when he was in Colombia. Today marks officially the 1 year anniversary of Osama bin Laden's death. New details, Jennifer.
Emerging.
Are being released regarding the data collected from the compound. So if you look at all of this stuff and sort of synthesize it, in total, the Navy SEALs confiscated 5 computers, 10 hard drives, 100 storage devices that included about 14,000-15,000 documents, videos that were pretty interesting if you get away from the porn he was watching. There apparently was a lot of that. The materials didn't have any definitive plans for any attacks anywhere. They were, aspirational plans that bin Laden apparently wanted to carry out but didn't have the resources to do. And one of the things that he wanted to do, the assassination of President Obama, assassination of General Petraeus, and others who were enemies of al-Qaeda, if you will, the Arab Spring uprisings, data on that in the Middle East. It was felt, according to the data, that it was a danger. These uprisings, Arab Spring, the change of control, was a danger for the future of al-Qaeda. Materials confirmed that everything in al-Qaeda went through bin Laden up to the very end. So getting rid of him does seem to have shaken, rattled, and rolled the... Okay, so then we always have to have an enemy. There always has to be a boogeyman. So if it isn't al-Qaeda, who's next? You know as well as I do. Yeah, is it China? Not likely for a while because they're making too much money off of doing business
with
America.
Earning. Exactly, but at some point it'll
be.
But we
all know, looking at the relationship that we had with the former Soviet bloc and how much of that was just a ruse, how much of it was phony, baloney ways of building up the military-industrial complex, noting full well that it really didn't get to a head until after Eisenhower was out of office. Remember what Eisenhower said, beware the military-industrial complex. And he did live by those words. The money that was spent, federal money that was spent when Eisenhower was president, was the biggest, the bulk of it, was to build the interstate highway system. But how many of you know the reason the interstate highway system was built? Really, the true reason, the way it got through Congress, the bill to spend all that money to build a highway system in the 50s and 60s, do you know why that system was built?
No idea.
No idea. Who knows? So I'll ask the question and see if we get... someone who can figure it out. 800.
Give away something fun.
Why was the interstate highway system constructed? Remember when it was? Who was the commander in chief? Why was the interstate highway system built? 800-510-8255. All right, let's take a few calls on some of the other things like the trip to Afghanistan. Tony, your thoughts on the president's trip to Afghanistan and maybe bin Laden, whatever you want to. I know you want to talk about Obama, so go ahead.
I guess the primary thing was him picking out Bin Laden, and I was considering the guy who spoke up a moment ago.
Yeah.
And he was comparing what Obama knows that Romney does not know. Well, he tended to have forgotten that Romney had already said that he would not have gone and gotten the guy because it was just going to cost too much
money. No, he didn't say. Well, he didn't say he wouldn't have gone. He said that he wouldn't commit troops to the expense that it would have taken, and he didn't know. And I think, in fairness, this is why the news media is so obstructionist here, or they're so one-sided. The reason that he wouldn't have done it, he didn't know what the facts were. He didn't have access to the facts. So somebody would say, "Well, he should have kept quiet." He was running for office. This is just baloney. And the fact that it's being used, that Obama is using it as a political stance, if you will. I'm re-elect me because I get rid of Obama. What do you think of that?
I think it's not a bad idea at all, because when I consider, you know, how one of the reasons Bush was re-elected, because no one wanted to get rid of a sitting president during a time of war.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
And why would we had a phony war? Surprising. I mean, you go back to the root of that. It was a phony war. So it's just all of this stuff is craziness. Tony, thanks. Mike's in Vero Beach. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. It's the hypocrisy. That's what irritates me. Our president, Obama, he voted against any interrogation. He voted against Gitmo. He voted against everything they had to use to catch the guy or to find out where he was and to go in. He votes against the military because of the money that's spent. And then he says, "Oh, I went and got him." He didn't do a thing.
He was commander in chief. Yeah, he did.
He said yes. But he said yes to everything that he had voted against to get the guy.
You know what bothers me, Mike? Thanks for your call. What bothers me is using the military, and this George Bush was an expert at this, using the military as a campaign tool.
Mm-hmm.
You saw all those soldiers who were in Afghanistan yesterday, that whole trip.
Touching him, looking like they had to have him.
Give me a break, you phony balonies. All these people, and Bush did it all the time. When you look at the Bush administration, you look at the Obama administration, and the way men and women who were in the service have gotten screwed around by our country, you guys want to take credit for being the leader of the country, then you better stand up and take credit for screwing the men and women who, when they come home from the service with post-traumatic stress syndrome, all kinds of mental, emotional, physical maladies, and we basically tell them to go pound sand, you know what? You're a bunch of phonies.
If you look at the footage from yesterday, it looks beautiful. Like everybody's so happy to be there, you know what I mean? But it's all set up like that.
Right. 800-510-8255. All right. So I asked the question about why the interstate highway system was built in the 50s and 60s. Lloyd's in Punta Gorda. Hi, Lloyd.
Hi. How you doing?
Well, sir. What about what you know about the interstate highway system as it was developed?
It was developed to rapidly deploy the military across the nation.
Huh. You didn't know that, did you?
I did not know that.
All right, hold on a second, Lloyd. Here's Tom in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. Tom, go ahead, to that, will you?
Good morning. I think it had something to do with a place for aircraft to land also.
It was built, the Autobahn in Germany. Let me get Mark to add to that. Mark's in Canton, Ohio. Hi, Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Thinking also that it was every 5 miles there's a 1 mile landing strip.
The more recently developed roads, I don't think that's true, but the original ones, yes, they could fix it so that it was a flat straightaway. And I think that a lot of people, that's very interesting that you know that. I'm smiling, sort of chuckling actually, because a lot of people don't realize. Most of the interstate highway system, at least it was built in the 50s. If you go back to the original routing of the roads, you will find every 5 miles or so, there is at least a 2 mile straightaway. And the 2 mile straightaway was aimed at having planes land if it was necessary. Not a lot of people know that, Mark.
You guys are so smart. Jeez,
yeah. How did you know that, Mark?
I don't remember where I heard that.
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah, go back. The original system, thank you all for calling. It was very good to hear from you, Lloyd. Appreciate it. Maybe Mark can add a little bit. No, Mark's gone away. All right, so anyway, I think we made the point. The essence of the interstate highway system was to build a routing so that between our big cities we could rapidly move the articles of war around in case we were to be attacked by the Russians, because the Cold War had begun. And Eisenhower said, beware the industrial, military-industrial complex. That whole business wasn't ramped up, but the road bill, I mean, the Perini Corporation became huge in the 50s. I happen to know about them because they're headquartered here in Framingham, Mass. Huge. They were the primary beneficiary. There were dozens of other companies, but Perini built more of these interstate highways than anybody else. And the rule was, for everything that was built during the, it changed when Kennedy became president. The interstate highway system continued to be built and continues today, and it isn't built on the same model. But if you go back to the highways that were built in the 50s and you drive them, you will see that pretty much without exception, that every 5 to 10 miles, there's a stretch of the road that goes about 2 miles that's flat and straight. Now, you can find exceptions to that because of the topography. Hard to do that in Pennsylvania, for example, or the Appalachians, or out, you know, in some areas of the Rocky Mountain states. But those roads weren't built then. I'm talking about go back to when the roads were actually constructed in the 50s. To those roads, you will find that, for the most part, they have landing strips or the ability to land. And those were modeled, by the way, after the Autobahn in Germany. The Germans did this. We didn't do it first. Eisenhower didn't get this idea. Like, it didn't just fall from the heavens. Eisenhower knew what the Germans had done in building their roads. The reason the roads in Europe, especially the German roads, are as good as they are is because they were built for war. The Autobahn is next to Rhein Main in Germany, and they built the strip. The landing strip for our Air Force base in Germany is the old Autobahn. They built the road. The new Autobahn goes around the base. The old Autobahn is the landing strip. It was built that well in the 30s. It still exists exactly as it was built. And so Eisenhower saw that and said, all right, this is perfect. This is what we do. If we get ourselves into trouble, this is a way of getting out of it. So that's really how that was all built and developed. If you didn't know that, now you do. It's 13 before the hour on Good Day.
I'm here with David. Man, those tires look a little worn on you.
They're bad.
You ever thought about going to Walmart?
Not for tires.
Why not?
Well, I'm looking for Goodyear, Bridgestone, Michelin, you know, good tires.
Actually, Walmart has all those brands, and they're a lot less. Goodyear's even on rollback. What do you think about that?
Well, I didn't know that.
All right, let me hear your best peel-out sound.
You want me to...
Yeah.
Now with Walmart's Tires on Demand, find over 10,000 top brand tires and wheels within 24 to 48 hours, all at everyday low prices. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
I'm here with David. Man, those tires look a little worn on you.
They're bad.
You ever thought about going to Walmart?
Not for tires.
Why not?
Well, I'm looking for Goodyear, Bridgestone, Michelin, you know, good tires.
Actually, Walmart has all those brands, and they're a lot less. Goodyear's even on rollback. What do you think about that?
Well, I didn't know that.
All right, let me hear your best peel-out sound.
You want me to...
Yeah.
Now with Walmart's Tires on Demand, find over 10,000 top brand tires and wheels within 24 to 48 hours, all at everyday low prices. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Grandpa!
Hey, Gary! What appearance? Sit on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail. Women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with CentOS uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call CentOS at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
At the controls in our studio in Washington, Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen, with our attention now in the Better Living Department on your connection to technology. We have a report every day from Shelley Palmer, who today focuses on Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg announcing a new addition to the Facebook Life Event button. You can now designate yourself as an organ donor. How does that affect you if you're on Facebook? We'll find out.
What if I want to donate a harmonica?
If you want to donate a harmonica, you have to swallow it first. That's how you get that moved along. It's the Shelley Palmer Report. Just a moment here on Good Day.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and we're going to be talking about what seed are you? Well, we all know about March Madness and the people that won, and we remember the brackets where somebody was assigned a seed. And did a lot of these people pay attention to what was being told about them? Some did, some didn't. Some got ranked number 18 or number 9, and they felt like number 9, or they felt like number 8. Those that were ranked number 1 felt like number 1. But what happens? There are upsets. The point here being, even if you're ranked number 9, you can still take out number 1. If you're number 1, watch out. Number 9 can take you out. Here's the point. Never let anybody tell you who you are. Never let anybody tell you they evaluated you and this is the best that you can do. The only people that is allowed to evaluate you is you. And you always have to consider yourself the best at what you do each and every time you get the opportunity. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg announced a new addition to the Facebook's Life Event button. You can now designate yourself as an organ donor. And if you haven't registered with the appropriate agency, there's a link you can use to begin the process there too. People immediately started asking me about privacy and how health officials will actually get the information. Both are good questions. For the 800 million Facebook users, just click the Life Event icon and follow the instructions. For everyone else, this is a great time time to start thinking about what it means to make this kind of personal information public. Should everyone be able to see that you're an organ donor, or just your family and the appropriate medical professionals? What if you want to do it but don't have the time to change the status on your driver's license? The answer is, congratulations to Mark Zuckerberg and his team for using the power of Facebook to bring this important life-saving topic front and center. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
I'm here with David. Man, those tires look a little worn on the car.
They're bad.
You ever thought about going to Walmart?
Not for tires.
Why not?
Well, I'm looking for Goodyear, Bridgestone, Michelin, you know, good tires.
Actually, Walmart has all those brands, and they're a lot less. Goodyear's even on rollback. What do you think about that?
Well, I didn't know that.
All right, let me hear your best peel-out sound.
You want me to...
Now with Walmart's Tires on Demand, find over 10,000 top brand tires and wheels within 24 to 48 hours, all at everyday low prices. Save money, live better. Walmart.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with a worry-free shopping tip just for moms.
It's Mother's Day week at Rent-A-Center, and that means you can get a free week on anything in the store for your mom.
All her favorite name brand washers and dryers, refrigerators, TVs, and computers.
Just be a mom, have a mom, or know a mom, and get a free week.
Get to Rent-A-Center's Mother's Day sale and get 1 week free with no credit needed. Only at Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop in the new economy. See store for details. Offer ends May 12, 2012. Quantities limited. 1 week free when 1 week is paid. Valid on any new agreement.
Mother's Day, Mother's Day, Mother's Day, Mother's Day. Everybody seems to be talking about Mother's Day. It's the second Sunday in May, so a week from this Sunday. What does it mean? It means breakfast in bed, a day of relaxation and pampering for mom, right?
Yes.
Why not get extra spoiled with the help of some innovative products that will keep you feeling like $1 million on Mother's Day? Katie Hoppner has some more info for you.
April showers bring May flowers and Mother's Day. No doubt, as a busy mom, you're looking forward to that one day of being treated like a queen. With the Have You Tried This Yet program from P&G, treat yourself with some of the program's innovative products designed to transform your daily routine. Olay Regenerous Wrinkle Complex is the ideal way for hardworking moms to rejuvenate their skin while simultaneously hydrating it to reduce the look of wrinkles in only 14 days. Start your Mother's Day with a bright smile and a fresh breath feeling with Crest Complete Multi-Benefit Extra White Plus Scope Dual Blast Toothpaste. And to keep your breath fresh throughout the day, even after eating pesky garlic and onion foods, use Scope Dual Blast Mouthwash. You can also check out brand demonstration videos from Mythbusters host Carrie Byron on the PG Try It website. This month, she'll be showing consumers how Charmin Basic technology is 2 times stronger compared to the leading competitive brand when wet. Visit pgtryit.com to learn more about innovative P&G products, savings, and brand demonstration videos. That's Lifestyles from P&G.
I'm here with David. Man, those tires look a little worn on your car.
They're bad.
You ever thought about going to Walmart?
Not for tires.
Why not?
Well, I'm looking for Goodyear, Bridgestone, Michelin, you know, good tires.
Actually, Walmart has all those brands, and they're a lot less. Goodyear's even on rollback. What do you think about that?
Well, I didn't know that.
All right, let me hear your best peel-out sound.
You want me to...
Now with Walmart's Tires on Demand, find over 10,000 top brand tires and wheels within 24 to 48 hours, all at everyday low prices. Save money, live better. Walmart.
The Doug Stephan Good Day program, pregnant with ideas at 59 pounds.